Hey folks, welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe. We're having a new episode today. My name is DM Vince. I am the Evil Dungeon Master, and welcome back to the universe. Just want to say I had a great weekend gaming with my group. We had played Palladium Fantasy, which is equivalent to old-style Dungeons & Dragons, if you want to call it that. And we had a blast this weekend. The group had to explore the Tomb of the Nameless Fire, which I had to generate on the fly and right before the game. I shouldn't say on the fly. I did it before the game. I did a lot of description, a lot of pictures, and put a lot of good puzzles and enemies in there. I didn't try to make it too hard puzzle-wise, only enough that it would make them think for a moment and look around and stuff. I didn't want to make it too difficult. But there was one encounter that I did plan that they were supposed to possibly receive a riddle and chat their way out of it. But they decided to attack the stone golem that was there instead of talking to him first. But then they figured out a way to talk to him to get out of the whole situation. But they didn't get what was in the room. So, oh well. But they did get out of the they did get out of the situation without dying, because the golem probably would have killed them overall. But you know how it works. So anyway, podcast for today. We're talking a little about today. So the PCs killed the big bad before he had a chance to make him the actual big bad and make him the entire, what is it, the antagonist of the campaign. I mean, you're looking forward to it and you planned it out. You had this whole big thing. You wanted one of the PCs to meet up with him and, you know, maybe get a little taste of him. And somehow the group figured out a way to track this NPC down and kill him without you having a chance to build him up in your mind and in their mind so they could have a big adversary. Like in one of my previous campaigns, I had a dark elf named Telnok, and he kept the group was after him throughout the campaign because they were looking for, I believe it was at that point, it was a crown or something, and they were trying to get it away from Telnok, and they finally did get it away from him, and they fought him in a furious battle. But when they struck him down, they forgot to make sure he was dead, so he got away when they weren't paying attention. And then they got to him again in another standoff battle, but he managed to get away yet again, just like, you know, just like every 80s cartoon when the bad guy is there, he's fighting the big bad, and all of a sudden, you know, the group is busy with the minions, and he slips away. And I'll live to another day to fight you, or something like that. The point being of these conversations is that he slipped away, and the group, every time they heard his name, the group would say, "Oh, God, I hate that guy." To the point that you know as a DM that you've really reached your players with an NPC big bad to the point that they really want to get him. They really can't stand him. When I was running my 1E game for Roll High or Die, we had the Duke, and they had to find the Duke, and they were tracking him down, and he kept avoiding them and couldn't find him. They were like, "Oh, I hate this guy." You know when your players actively say something, when you mention the name, "I hate that," or, "Oh, that guy." So you know you're doing a good job as a DM. But so let's back to the topic here. Your players find the big bad, or they get to the big bad, and they kill the big bad before you really wanted. Now, I understand it's frustrating, and it's you built this person up, you put a backstory together, you based a lot of things around it. Maybe the players didn't know too much about it, they knew just a little. What do you do? It's one of those situations you're like, "Oh shit. Well, the easy way to get around this is that this big bad wasn't the big bad. He was only the lieutenant. He was the bad in a series of big bads. So you can just do that. You could say, "Oh, you defeated him," but as he's dying, you could say something like, "In his last breath, he says, 'You may have defeated me, but you will not defeat the master.'" And the master replacing the name of whatever NPC big bad that you have, and that gives you now a while to work on this new big bad, because they're like, "Wait a minute, we thought he was the big bad, and he's really not." So they're like, "Wait a minute, now we have a name to go by." We'll also buy you some time as the DM to make up this new NPC while they're searching around trying to figure out who this person is now. So say it's like, Via the Necromancer. He was the one controlling everything. He is the mastermind. He will take your souls. And then that NPC dies and, farewell. Oh well. Spend time on it. You know what? Maybe they'll remember it. Maybe they won't. But it gives them a scene to remember via the Necromancer. And they're going to be searching around. Well, we need to find a Necromancer. Now, what do? We have to go searching towns and getting hints and everything. Where would a Necromancer be? Well, Necromancer might be in the old abandoned tower near the cemetery. That's a good place to start. Let's go back to the town and ask people if they know about it. And it gives you another session or two to figure out what you want to do with the new big bad. And that's a way to get around it if they killed the big bad. It's not something to fret. It's not something to really worry about. It's like the same thing when you're running a dungeon and you have your big bad in the last room, and the group happens to just head directly for that room. Just move the room. That's it. Swap it with another room. So 15 is the big bad and 22 is a regular room. Swap those rooms. That's all. You don't want them to get there that fast, and it's the beginning of the night. Just swap the rooms. There's nothing that says you can't. That's what I've done plenty of times when it comes to when they find the big bad too fast. Just swap the rooms. I don't understand why people don't understand that or don't do that. And I know some people do who listen to this channel. They're like, "Yeah, I do that, dummy. Duh." But there's a lot of new people or new DMs that don't understand this concept. They're like, "Well, I already wrote it down, so that's basically what it is." Well, you're the DM, they don't know, so you can do whatever you really want to do. So if you want to make that room door that they're going to stuck, make it stuck. They get to the room, they see the door, and they're like, "Well, I can't o you can't open it. Why? It's locked." "All right, I try to pick it." "Go ahead. Put the DC up so high that they can't." Or be like, "Oh, you unlocked it, but the door isn't moving." They try to break the door down, it doesn't budge. And you could say, you notice on the door that there is a special symbol impressed into it of a star. And you're like, "Well, what can that be?" "Oh, maybe that is the key that'll open the door itself." "Oh, okay, so now they have to go around the dungeon looking for this star." And you just randomly throw the star in some room along the way so that they have to, like, think of it of you could think of it as a video game. You have to find this piece to open this piece to open that piece. If that's what happens, you can do that. Just some ways that you can get around doing it and making it a little bit more fair. But I mean, you're the DM. Do whatever you really want as far as making the game fun for you and them. Because obviously, if they run to the big bad in the first like 15 minutes of your session because they figured out the right way to go and you planned it at the big bad, you figured they were going to go the other way when they took a left, when they took a right, and that's what happens. That's what happens. You can never predict what your group is going to do. And all you have to do is just move it. It happens. So tell me what you do about this situation in your group or in your campaigns. I mean, you sit there all night, you plan it out, and then all of a sudden they get to it right away, and it's 15 minutes in the session. You're like, "Oh crap, what am I going to do for the next 4.5 hours? Or what am I going to do for the next 2 hours?" So again, you can always replace the big bad with another big bad, or you can move the room with the big bad to a different area. Alrighty, tell me what you think. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, rate as well if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Looking for those reviews. Always ask the DM at theevildm.com. Head to my website, theevildm.com, if you want to respond there. I've turned on commenting on there so you can respond, and it will just let you type in whatever you want to respond there. Also, if you're looking for the actual play podcast I do for RollHigherDie.com, I'm in the process of moving all of them over to the EvilDM.com website, putting them all on Spotify itself. It shouldn't really affect anybody that's subscribed to any of them, like Beyond Earths or the Ghostbusters or X Universe Marvel. Just letting you know, in case you notice some type of, like, testing the feed that pops up in there. All right, with that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.